Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We are in Hebrews chapter 12 of the Voice Translation, and this is what it says. So since we stand surrounded by all those who have gone before, an enormous cloud of witnesses, let us drop every extra weight, every sin that clings to us and slackens our pace, and let us run with endurance the long race set before us. Now stay focused on Jesus, who designed and perfected our faith. He endured the cross and ignored the shame of that death because he focused on the joy that was set before him. And now he is seated beside God on the throne, a place of honor. Consider the life of the one who endured such personal attacks and hostility from sinners, so that you will not grow weary or lose heart. Among you, in your striving against sin, none has resisted the pressure to the point of death as he did. Indeed, you seem to have forgotten the proverb directed to you as children. My child, do not ignore the instruction that comes from the Lord, or lose heart when he steps in to correct you. For the Lord disciplines those he loves, and he corrects each one he takes as his own. Endure hardship as God's discipline and rejoice that he is treating you as his children. For what child doesn't experience discipline from a parent? But if you are not experiencing the correction that all true children receive, then it may be that you are not his children after all. Remember, when our human parents disciplined us, we respected them. If that was true, shouldn't we respect and live under the correction of the Father of all spirits even more? Our parents corrected us for a time as seemed good to them, but God only corrects us to our good so that we may share in his holiness. When punishment is happening, it never seems pleasant, only painful. Later, though, it yields the peaceful fruit called righteousness to everyone who has been trained by it. So lift up your hands that are dangling, embrace your weakened knees, make straight paths for your feet so that what is lame in you won't be put out of joint but will heal. Pursue peace with everyone and holiness, since no one will see God without it. Watch carefully that no one falls short of God's favor, that no well of bitterness springs up to trouble you and throw many others off the path. Watch that no one becomes wicked like vile Esau, the son of Isaac, who for a single meal sold his invaluable birthright. You know from the stories of the patriarchs that later, when he wished to claim his blessing, he was turned away. He could not reverse his action, even though he shed bitter tears over it. You have not come to the place that can be touched, as Israel did at Mount Sinai, to a mountain crowned with a blazing fire, darkness, gloom, and a windstorm, or to the blast of a trumpet and the sound of a voice and message so harsh that the people begged not to hear another word. They could not bear the command that was given, that even if a beast touches the mountain, it must be stoned. The sight was so terrible that even Moses said, "I am trembling with fear." No. Instead, you've come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, to the heavenly Jerusalem, to heavenly messengers unnumbered, to a joyful feast, to the assembly of the firstborn registered as heaven's citizens, to God, the righteous judge of all, and to the spirits of all the righteous who have been perfected. You have come to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant between God and humanity, and to his sprinkled blood, which speaks a greater word than the blood of Abel crying out from the earth. See that you don't run away from the one who is speaking, for if the one who heard and refused the one who spoke on earth face punishment, then how much more will we suffer if we turn away from the one speaking from heaven? The one whose voice in earlier times shook the earth now makes another promise. Yet once more I will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. The phrase "yet once more" means that those things that can be shaken will be removed and taken away, namely the first creation. As a result, those things that remain cannot be shaken. Therefore, let us all be thankful that we are a part of an unshakable kingdom and offer to God worship that pleases him and reflects the awe and reverence we have toward him. For he is like a fierce fire that consumes everything. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, these are big words. These are big promises. Again, I'm reminded of this importance of having eternal perspective. And so I thank you that you will instill that into the minds and hearts of those who are listening today. Lord, during that time when the law was given, people couldn't even come to the mountain. And when Moses came down, his face was shining and he had to cover it. But now we are with unveiled face. We are experiencing your presence and we don't realize what a privilege it is. We are your children. And Lord, we want to welcome your discipline right now. Lord, We know that parents who love their children discipline their children. And so, Lord, help us not to run away from your discipline, but to welcome it, because we all need to grow in you. Lord, we thank you so much that there is this great cloud of witnesses surrounding us. There are people that have gone before us who have walked in faith, and help us to practice what they have practiced as well, Lord. We choose to stay focused on Jesus, who you have designed and perfected our faith. Thank you for enduring the cross, ignoring the shame of death, and looking forward to what lies ahead. And Lord, I pray for the people that are suffering today, that for the joy set before us, we would endure with patience what we're walking through right now. Lord, you have experienced personal attacks. You have experienced hostility by others against yourself. You have empathy for us. You walked on this earth. You understand. And so, Lord, we give you those attacks, and we give you the pain that we're walking through, and we just thank you for your empathy. Lord, we don't want to grow weary, and we don't want to lose heart, and so we entrust ourselves to you because you are faithful and true. Give us strength today. Give us your presence today, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I'm grateful for you, and I'm thankful that you have been here for this year so far, and that you have valued the Word of God and prayer. I pray a blessing over you today, that that there would just be an anointing of joy upon you, that you would sing and experience the presence of God like you've never experienced before.